DPS personnel honored during August Public Safety Commission meeting. Texas Border Business, Austin. Several Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, personnel and members of the public were honored during the August Public Safety Commission, PSC, meeting held at DPS headquarters in Austin. PSC Chairman Stephen P. Mock, Nelda Luce Blair, Dan Horde, Larry Long and Stephen H. Stodgehill, along with DPS Colonel Freeman F. Martin, presented two Purple Hearts, several life-saving awards, one Director's Citation, one Director's Award and one Unit Citation. One additional Director's Award was also presented to a member of the public. Every day, DPS personnel and our partners are called upon to make difficult decisions in moments when lives are on the line, said DPS Colonel Freeman F. Martin. The men and women we recognize today demonstrated extraordinary courage, compassion and dedication to duty, often placing the safety and well-being of others ahead of their own. I am proud to honor each of them for their service and sacrifice. The following personnel were recognized. Director's Citation. On January 20, 1977, as part of a heroin investigation, Sergeant Investigator Jerry Powell and then Deputy Don Bush conducted a controlled purchase of approximately 2 ounces of heroin for $1,800 at the Scottish Inn, in Harris Company, Texas. Bush served as the undercover officer, and Powell functioned as the case and cover officer. During the transaction, two suspects entered the vehicle with firearms. They made comments leading Bush to believe he was about to be kidnapped, robbed and possibly killed, so he made a distress signal over his body wire, prompting Powell to respond. As Powell attempted to intervene, an officer-involved shooting occurred, and Powell shot both suspects. One suspect, identified as James Allen Laird, died as a result. The incident was investigated by the Houston Police Department's Homicide Division, supported by DPS narcotics supervisors. HPD homicide detectives Jay Binford and Ken Marriott conducted the homicide investigation, and contemporary news articles reported that both suspects' firearms were found jammed with spent rounds lodged in their chambers. An autopsy report determined that Laird's cause of death was a gunshot wound. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation, retired Sergeant Investigator Jerry Powell is hereby awarded the Director's Citation. Purple Heart. The DPS Purple Heart recognizes the personal sacrifice and devotion to duty displayed by DPS officers who are seriously injured while performing their duties. Their courageous actions and personal sacrifice bring great credit and distinction to themselves, DPS and the law enforcement profession. Purple Heart awardees may have undergone multiple surgeries and long, painful rehabilitation during their recoveries, and some defied the odds by returning to active duty. Purple Heart. On December 18, 2021, Special Agent Bradley Bush, Garland, was working Operation Lone Star, OLS, in a marked patrol unit when he was struck head-on by a pickup truck traveling approximately 65 miles per hour on the wrong side of the road. The driver was also intoxicated with a blood alcohol concentration of 0.192. Responding troopers were forced to pry open the door of Special Agent Bush's severely damaged patrol unit to extricate him from the wreckage. Special Agent Bush sustained multiple life-threatening injuries and was transported by Star County EMS to a nearby medical facility, where he was admitted to the intensive care unit and underwent multiple surgeries. He was released to full duty on April 19, 2022, after approximately 4 months of recovery. In recognition of his great personal sacrifice and professional performance of law enforcement duties, during which he sustained serious bodily injuries, Special Agent Bradley Bush was awarded the Purple Heart. Purple Heart. On February 14, 2026, Trooper Dakota Hughes, Jacksonville, responded to assist Wood Company deputies in executing a felony arrest warrant at a home. During a search of that home, Trooper Hughes and a deputy located the suspect concealed in a bathroom and the suspect opened fire, striking both Trooper Hughes and the deputy. While still under direct threat from the armed suspect barricaded inside the bathroom, Trooper Hughes sought cover in an adjacent bedroom. At the same time, the wounded deputy was able to crawl from the residence to safety. Despite suffering serious injuries, Trooper Hughes maintained situational awareness and held his position until deputies outside were able to assist him in exiting the home through a bedroom window. In recognition of his great personal sacrifice and professional performance of law enforcement duties, during which he sustained serious bodily injuries, Trooper Dakota Hughes was awarded the Purple Heart Director's Award. On February 26, 2026, Mr. Jared Spencer witnessed a serious motorcycle crash in which the rider sustained a severe leg injury with significant blood loss. Recognizing the immediate threat to the rider's life, Mr. Spencer demonstrated exceptional presence of mind and resourcefulness by applying an improvised tourniquet with a belt, effectively slowing the hemorrhage during the critical moments following the crash. His prompt intervention stabilized the victim until Trooper Robert Johnson arrived and applied two proper tourniquets, further controlling the bleeding and substantially improving the rider's chances of survival. Mr. Spencer's decisive actions bought valuable time until additional assistance arrived. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Mr. Jared Spencer was awarded the Director's Award, Life-Saving and Director's Award. On March 22, 2026, while en route to assist a stranded motorist, Trooper Jeffrey Myers, Eastland, encountered a recent crash blocking the interstate and immediately redirected his response to the incident. Upon arrival, Trooper Myers saw a female passenger, Tiffany Washington, lying across the seat with a severe head injury. He grabbed his trauma kit and applied a bandage to control the bleeding while keeping her alert and engaged. Ms. Washington indicated she was experiencing pain in her legs, which were obscured by the wreckage. Game Warden Toby Davis arrived on scene and navigated around the heavily damaged truck, which was pinned across the concrete barrier. After climbing onto the barrier, Warden Davis determined that Ms. Washington's leg was fractured and that her foot had been amputated. He immediately alerted Trooper Myers, who directed the vehicle's driver to maintain pressure on the head wound while he retrieved his tourniquet. Working together, Trooper Myers and Game Warden Davis maneuvered through the wreckage and successfully applied the tourniquet, stopping the hemorrhage before EMS arrived. Ms. Washington was transported by helicopter to a medical center for further treatment of her extensive injuries. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Jeffrey Myers was awarded the Life-Saving Award, and Game Warden Toby Davis was awarded the Director's Award. Life-Saving Award. On April 30, 2026, Trooper Mary Carrillo, Bronte, was working alongside Sergeant Rito Renteria, San Angelo, who at the time was serving as a highway patrol corporal, when they responded to a male subject suffering from a heart attack. The subject initially approached Trooper Carrillo in her patrol unit and requested assistance before suddenly becoming unresponsive and stopping breathing. Trooper Carrillo immediately assessed his condition and initiated CPR as Sergeant Renteria retrieved his automated external defibrillator, AED, and applied the device. Carrillo and Renteria worked in coordination, alternating CPR cycles while administering two AED shocks that temporarily restored the subject's breathing before EMS arrived. Their prompt, decisive actions and effective teamwork were instrumental in sustaining the individual during a critical medical emergency. In recognition of their significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Mary Carrillo and Sergeant Rito Renteria were awarded life-saving awards. Life-saving award. On May 10, 2026, while on patrol, Trooper Luke Arreguin, Victoria, learned that the Victoria Co. Sheriff's Office had received two separate calls for service involving shootings. Trooper Arreguin responded to one of the calls and arrived as the first law enforcement officer on scene. Upon arrival, he was approached by a male subject who reported that he had accidentally shot his girlfriend in the chest. The victim was located leaning back in the front passenger seat of the suspect's vehicle, suffering from a gunshot wound to the upper right chest. Although initially conscious, she was experiencing significant difficulty breathing, appeared pale and her eyes were intermittently rolling back. Trooper Arreguin quickly assessed the injury and applied an occlusive dressing to prevent air from entering the chest cavity and causing further respiratory compromise. He simultaneously worked to keep the victim alert while gathering critical information for EMS personnel. Trooper Arreguin's prompt actions stabilized the victim on scene, allowing EMS to transport her to a local hospital, where life-saving treatment continued. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Luke Arreguin was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On July 4, 2025, DPS aircraft operations responded to catastrophic flooding and widespread destruction in Kirkuk. Despite severe weather, heavy rain and poor visibility, DPS air crews from the North and Southeast Texas regions immediately launched to support rescue operations. Lieutenant pilots Robert Dorman, Frank Gunnels and Dylan Burke, who also served as a rescue swimmer, from North Texas, and Lieutenant pilot Blake Mikan, Tactical Flight Officer Dustin Gardner, Houston, and Tactical Flight Officer, Rescue Swimmer Nicholas Duhan from Southeast Texas departed their respective bases to conduct hoist rescue missions in the flood-stricken region. Upon arrival, both crews responded to multiple distress calls along the Guadalupe River. They quickly configured their aircraft for hoist operations, conducted aerial surveys, relayed critical updates and located numerous individuals in immediate danger. The North Texas crew rescued a family trapped inside a river bend, including an 8-month pregnant woman, a toddler, the father and their dog. The Southeast Texas crew rescued several victims who had been stranded in treetops for more than 5 hours. During one rescue, TFO Duhan and a female victim fell from a tree. TFO Duhan secured the victim, preventing her from being swept into the floodwaters, and ensured both were safely hoisted out. The crew continued performing rescues and deployed TFO Duhan into Camp Mystic and the River Inn Resort to assess the welfare of trapped campers and residents, providing vital information to the command post. Both air crews remained in the area for 2 days, conducting reconnaissance, damage assessments and victim searches. Their efforts resulted in multiple successful rescues, provided essential intelligence to ground teams and prevented further loss of life during one of the decade's most severe weather events. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of lives, Tactical Flight Officer Dustin Gardner was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On January 2, 2026, while investigating a crash on IH-20 in Gregg County, Trooper Javonte Harrington, Longview, responded to a nearby secondary crash involving multiple vehicles. He located truck driver Vincent Walton, who was suffering from a catastrophic leg injury resulting in massive, uncontrolled bleeding and loss of consciousness. Acting quickly and decisively, Trooper Harrington applied a tourniquet that successfully controlled the bleeding and allowed EMS to transport the victim for further treatment. Medical personnel, including the attending surgeon, confirmed that Trooper Harrington's swift intervention directly saved Mr. Walton's life. Trooper Harrington's actions demonstrated exceptional professionalism, composure and dedication to public safety. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Javonte Harrington was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On January 8, 2026, driver license employee Araceli Delgado entered the Highway Patrol Squad room to inform administrative employee Melanie Hernandez that she was feeling ill before losing consciousness. Ms. Hernandez caught Ms. Delgado, eased her to the floor and called out for assistance. DPS recruiter Anissa Morales immediately sought help and alerted Corporal Larry Harrison, San Marcos, Trooper Roy Lytle and Trooper Maria Rodriguez Lopez, who were in the parking lot. Upon reaching the squad room, Corporal Harrison was advised by Ms. Hernandez that Ms. Delgado had no pulse, was not breathing, her eyes were rolled back and her skin was changing color. Corporal Harrison immediately initiated chest compressions as Trooper Rodriguez Lopez retrieved the AED and Trooper Lytle contacted 911 to request EMS through Hays County Dispatch. Shortly afterward, Ms. Hernandez detected a weak pulse and shallow breathing, prompting Corporal Harrison to discontinue compressions. The team continued monitoring Ms. Delgado's condition until EMS arrived and was guided to the scene. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Corporal Larry Harrison was awarded the Lifesaving Award. Lifesaving Award. On April 8, 2026, Trooper Di Norn, Gainesville, was southbound on the Sam Rayburn Tollway when he encountered a motorcycle crash involving two subjects. Trooper Norn quickly assessed the scene and recognized the severity of the female subject's injuries, which included a compound fracture to her right leg with significant blood loss. Without hesitation, Trooper Norn applied a tourniquet to control the bleeding and stabilized the female subject until EMS arrived on scene. Trooper Norn's actions were critical in slowing the hemorrhage and were instrumental in her survival. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Di Norn was awarded the Life-Saving Award. Life-Saving Award. On Deck 18-2025, Trooper Clinton Ransom, Waxahachie, responded to a single vehicle crash on IH-45 in the city of Palmer, where he located a 13-year-old female who had sustained a traumatic amputation of her right leg at the ankle and was experiencing severe, uncontrolled hemorrhaging. Although other first responders were present, no life-saving medical aid had yet been initiated. Trooper Ransom immediately applied a tourniquet after assessing the injury but quickly determined that a second tourniquet was necessary to stop the bleeding. Another officer provided a tourniquet, however, Trooper Ransom quickly recognized that it was inadequate. After running to his patrol unit and retrieving a proper tourniquet, Trooper Ransom returned to apply it correctly, fully stopping the blood loss. Throughout the incident, Trooper Ransom maintained exceptional composure and continually reassured the young victim, offering critical emotional support amid a tense and chaotic scene. Trooper Ransom remained with her until she was transported to a local hospital. In the days following the crash, Trooper Ransom visited the victim at the Children's Hospital to offer support, reinforcing that she had not been forgotten and that continued assistance was available. His compassion, professionalism, and dedication extended far beyond what was required and provided meaningful comfort to the victim during her recovery. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Trooper Clinton Ransom was awarded the Life-Saving Award. Life-Saving Award. On February 9, 2026, Corporal Corey Vanderwilt, Mineola, was on routine patrol in Wood Company when he observed a motor vehicle crash. Upon arrival, Corporal Vanderwilt made immediate contact with one of the drivers, who had sustained a severe injury to her left arm and was experiencing significant, uncontrollable blood loss consistent with a life-threatening arterial hemorrhage. Recognizing the immediate threat to life, Corporal Vanderwilt rapidly assessed the severity of the injury and applied a tourniquet to control the hemorrhaging. His swift and decisive intervention effectively stopped the blood loss, stabilized the victim, and directly prevented her death before EMS arrived. In recognition of his significant and decisive response to a life-threatening situation resulting in the saving of a life, Corporal Corey Vanderwilt was awarded the Life-Saving Award. Unit Citation. On July 2, 2025, the DPS Criminal Investigations Division, CID, disrupted a credible mass casualty terrorist plot targeting the city of Canyon's 4th of July celebration, an event drawing an estimated 35,000 to 40,000 attendees. To read more about this event and unit citation, click here. Please join us in congratulating these award recipients. To view additional photos, please click here. HQ 2026-96. Texas DPS.